Brother of Sandy Hook victim claims Joe Biden lied in campaign ad. By Hannah Blow on October 26, 2019. Joseph Theodore J.T. Lewis, the brother of one of the 20 children murdered in the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School, claimed that former Vice President Joe Biden, D., lied about visiting the families of the victims, which the presidential hopeful claimed in a recent campaign ad he released. Lewis, who lost his little brother, Jesse, in the massacre, responded to a Biden campaign ad in which the former vice president claimed to have visited with the families of the victims following the tragedy. "I think I met with every one of the parents and or the families of those who were lost," Biden claimed in the campaign video. Lewis says that is not the case, calling Biden's claim a lie. "This is a lie. Obama came to Sandy Hook and met with every family. Joe Biden did not," he wrote. "In fact, my family was not allowed on Air Force One because we refused to support Obama/Biden gun control efforts." Biden has experienced issues with misremembering key events in the past. He told reporters in August that the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where gunmen took the lives of 17 people, visited him while he was vice president, even though the shooting took place long after he left office. As Bloomberg reported, Biden told reporters in Iowa on Saturday that those kids in Parkland came up to see me when I was vice president. But when they visited Capitol Hill to talk with members of Congress, lawmakers were basically cowering, not wanting to see them. They did not want to face it on camera. Lewis also hearkened to Biden's Parkland gaffe, adding, "At Joe Biden is either a liar or he's losing his mind." Joe Biden says that he experienced Sandy Hook firsthand with parents of victims and first responders. "I clarified that Obama was here days after the shooting doing just that and Biden was not," Lewis added in a tweet the next day. "In the years following the shooting he has hosted events for some in those groups," he continued. The Obama administration only offered a ride to D.C. on Air Force One to a select few who were lobbying for gun control, he added.